Phoneboy Speaks, episode 118, Posthaven. As you've probably heard by now, Posterous is going to be no more. It was bought by Twitter sometime last year, and Twitter's finally getting around to shutting it down. But two of the guys who founded Posterous have created a new service called Posthaven, and perhaps its first claim to fame is that it actually will import Posterous blogs completely, which is good. And you know, they even outline on their blog some other ways you can do it. And of course, you know, you got two of the guys who developed Posterous, and you say, you know, they probably know how to look at the Posterous data and do more with it than anybody else can. And so, but the difference between Posthaven and Posterous is kind of twofold right now. First of all, Posthaven is not going to be free. You have to pay for it. It's $5 a month, which is understandable. And you know, I guess app.net has gotten me in the habit of paying for things that have some value. Now, the other thing is that right now, Posthaven is still, they call it public beta right now. And it doesn't have all the features that Posterous used to have, but obviously they're going to rebuild them from scratch and hopefully rebuild them better. In its current state, however, it's still a fairly usable blogging platform. You can post on the web, you can add pictures. It has a fairly simplistic editor. You can change the backdates of things. You get some, have some very basic controls on your posts and stuff. There's no themes or anything yet. So as far as, you know, is it as full featured as Posterous right now? No, but they plan on fixing that. And in fact, just in the last several hours I've been using it, there's been little minor changes I've noticed. When I first started, some of the dates didn't recognize the fact that I wanted to type the dates in day, month, year format rather than month, day, year. It's the way I wanted to enter it, and then it decided that it couldn't recognize it at first, but when I came back to it later this evening, it actually started recognizing it. And I don't know if that's because of what if anything I did or if it's just something that it you know they were working on anyway. But obviously, this platform is still under constant development. And the other sort of thing, I guess, with this is that they've said, look, you know, since you're paying for the servers, basically, you know, our intention is to keep this stuff forever, unlike Posterous, and so we don't plan on selling out or anything. Yeah, you know, I take forever kind of lightly, I think, because, you know, nothing tech lasts forever, but I do like the thought of paying for something that I'm going to use, and it's at least an understandable business model. I give you money, you host my content, and you know, that's not that different from, say, paying DreamHost to host a WordPress blog, although I don't know. I'm less enamored of WordPress now and looking to move my stuff onto a different content management system. It seems like I'm doing that all the time, though. I wish I could just find something to be done with it. And honestly, Posterous was pretty good, and I liked it, but I didn't like it when I got my Twitter. And so here is, you know, they're starting with the, well, okay, you need to pay. And so that makes it a lot easier, and it also probably makes it more sustainable, and they don't have to do weird advertising things, and maybe they will sell at some point, who knows, but at least for, you know, for $5 a month for up to 10 different blogs that you can put on domains and stuff, and they'll host all the audio and video and stuff, it's not a bad deal. As I say, I'm paying about 10 bucks a month for my hosting with DreamHost. So, yeah, but over time, I could probably move most of the stuff there. Although I guess with my podcast, that is currently sort of reliant on WordPress. I don't know what the folks will do. And they're right. The only import that they offer right now with Posthaven is Posterous, and you know, and I've got a lot of stuff in WordPress. Hopefully they'll fix that, but you know, in any case, for $5 a month for stuff that I was going to you know, that was just going to expire anyway, it's a good thing. And I took the backups off of Posterous in case I have to do it myself, but I'm I'm liking what I'm seeing so far. I'm going to give it a shot and we'll see how it goes. And yeah, I guess hopefully the other thing that they include is export, but you know, they say the it's just the two of them doing it. And so, it's going to take them a while to get to all the little things that they want to do, but, I'm willing to give it a shot. I'm willing to put some money where my mouth is and, you know, and support it. That's, as I say, I've done that with app.net. So, we can do it with Posthaven and see how it goes. But it's so you go to posthaven.com and you can sign up and, you know, plunk in your credit card and there you go. And you know, you've got something that looks like Postgres or a very stripped down version of Postgres and you can start creating blogs. It is very simple to use. It is missing a lot of features, as I said, but it's definitely worth checking out. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.